Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. I want to talk a little bit about a super weapon that can be used in wealth planning.
Oh, in wealth planning.
Okay, yeah, good. In wealth planning.
Got me scared. They didn't know where you were going there.
Not a weapon of mass destruction. Okay. Let's not confuse it with that. That's right. And I'm going to say a word to get going on this for you, Faisal. And I want to see for everybody that'll be our viewers, you can visibly watch your reaction. Okay. I'm going to say the word insurance. It just tenses up, right? You say that word and people get this this perception.
I don't know how to sit now, you know? It's like
he's squirming in his
chair. Insurance. That's...
insurance, yeah.
And I'll tell you why I reacted that way. There's a lot of things that go through your mind. And you think about, you know, when you say the word insurance, I've had car accidents in the past. They haven't gone so well with the insurance companies. Or you think about the life insurance that I had to purchase a long time ago and had to go through a whole medical. It's like, oh, all that work. You know, all these different things that come up that kind of give you that feeling of ugh when it comes to insurance.
Well, and people have used insurance when they were younger for very specific reasons. It's often about protecting against something catastrophic happening to you, right? So you bought life insurance back in the day to make sure your mortgage and your covered and your family was going to be fine, and you've got car insurance so that if you get an accident. So that's typically how people think of insurance. So that's not the super weapon we're talking about today. We're talking about it in a little different context.
Okay.
So to help us understand this context, we've got Julia Garner, who's an estate planning specialist with CIBC Wood Gundy, joining us today. Julia, thanks for taking some time with us.
Of course.
So let's start with that bit of an intro. Maybe let's address this question about what are the common misconceptions that you face when you talk to people about insurance, and you get that initial reaction when you say the word, right? They cringe, or oh, I don't need that, or you know, you get that initial negative reaction.
I would say a lot of it comes from previous bias, similar to what Faisal was saying around bad experiences with insurance companies, whether it's with a house claim or what have you. So it comes down to recent experience, and then it also comes down to looking at it through the lens of cost versus investment. So it's very natural for people to consider insurance as a cost only, and it's really hard to help them understand that it's not just a cost. It can also be an investment. And when it's placed appropriately, it can do wonderful things for a wealth plan and estate plan. And so it's really about just helping clients understand it's not just a cost. It can be an investment, and it can be really powerful as well.
Julia, I think that's the key point that we want to raise today and kind of educate the audience on this, is that at some point at the beginning of most people's lives, they use insurance for the words just in case. Just in case something goes wrong, I'm protected. And that's displayed as a cost. It's a cost of having a vehicle. It's a cost of having a home. It's a cost of, in the event you die prematurely and you've got expenses that you want to make sure are covered, or income replacement.
And why is it a cost? Because you hope to heck it's never going to pay out.
Correct.
You just spend and you get nothing in return.
Correct. And so there's a shift that happens when people transition to or live in retirement. They no longer need insurance for the just in case. They now have an opportunity to use what your words was, insurance now is an investment. And that's how I look at insurance for our clients, is there's an investment that we're making. And, you know, let's explore that a bit more. So when is it for the right time to start thinking as insurance is an investment?
I would say it's when you are realizing that you have surplus capital. So oftentimes it's when a client does a financial plan where they're really seeing the big picture and starting to see, wow, my assets might outlive me. What can I do to create efficiency around that? So it's knowing that you have surplus assets. Another big one is just seeing what that tax bill looks like on an annual basis. That's probably the number one comment we get from clients when they get into that space of the high net worth space, I guess I should say, is I'm paying a lot of tax. What can I do to mitigate it? And while insurance has been a dirty word in the past, who are we to not present these options to clients? Our job is to say, this is what you're telling us is your pain point, and these are your options, and educate them on it. And if it's insurance, so what if it works, right?
Yeah.
So Julia, let's go through this term investment. Okay. We've said that insurance is an investment. Now we know that most people think of it as a cost. How is it possibly an investment?
Because it has a rate of return, right? So I'll ask you, do you view contributing to your investment accounts a cost?
Right. No, I think most people would say that, you know, that's part of their investment portfolio, right?
Exactly. And that's the way that we look at this type of insurance specifically. Permanent life insurance that has investment income. You're participating in the success of these insurance companies. You're earning dividends. Ultimately, you're earning investment income within the contract. And there's a rate of return associated with it. And when we look at that rate of return net of tax, it's good.
So let me get, yeah, make it more personal, yeah, for me. Okay, so I'll tell you what I experienced, Julia, on this. This might add some color or help for people who are trying to get their head around this concept that insurance is actually an investment. 26 years ago, my mother passed away. My dad has insurance policies, and he looked at the insurance policy and said, I don't need this anymore because if I pass away, your mom's no longer with us, so there's no need for the just-in-case type of insurance. And I paused right there and I said, whoa, let's take a step back and now look at what the benefit of this whole life policy is. And whole life meaning it's permanent, it pays out on death, and you have a set premium for the entire contract. Okay. That being said, when we looked at that, he's like, I don't want to pay for this. There's no benefit. And I'm like, I'm your son. Don't you love me? There's a benefit here.
I know
here.
Your dad. He barely likes you.
He barely likes me. That's why you said there was no benefit. So I said, Dad, okay, let's say there's no benefit. You don't care about your son. Let's say that you have that. So we have this insurance policy, and let's look at the numbers behind it. Because if you make contributions into this on an after-tax basis, it's going to pay out. And he's like, I don't need that. And I go, I can look at this as an investment. Mm-hmm. So literally, Julia, what I did was I took over the policy. I paid premiums. I am still paying premiums. He's alive today, 26 years later. Yeah. And this policy is going to pay out guaranteed on his death. Now, the rate of return that we looked at was in the 8% range. Even back 26 years ago, 8% seemed like a good number. Mm-hmm. It was an average number on interest rates. Yeah. So it wasn't anything spectacular, but the kicker was tax. I am putting all this money in. Had I put the same premiums into, at the time, there was no TFSA. And if I put it to a non-registered investment, earn the same 8%, how much tax am I going to pay over the next 26 years? That, and I was not at a high income tax bracket, right, as I am now, relative. And so it still worked out benefiting me to take over this policy, put the money in, and at some point see this 8% rate of return. And we used the age of 90 as a life expectancy because I wanted to see how long it would be. Yep. It was fantastic. It's not an insurance policy anymore.
Well,
it's an investment.
You created a tax-free savings account before it existed, and that's one of the opportunities. If you think of insurance as an investment, it can create a supersized tax-free savings account, much in the way you described 26
Correct.
Years ago. Now, we've got less than a minute left here, Julie. I want to go back because people think of it as an expense. We've talked about that. The premium is an expense versus an investment because people say, I'm older now. Julie, it's going to cost so much money in terms of premium. This is crazy. Okay, how do you address that?
I would address that based on the managing the investment portfolio, right? So again, if we're looking at what the rate of return is it a cost anymore? No, it's an investment. We're certainly not saying to clients, go ahead and put all of your surplus capital into these policies because it's getting a great rate of return. That's not what we're saying. We're saying this is a portion of your fixed income portfolio that we know is going to outlive you. So we're creating a tax-free savings account for your kids. It's just not for you. That's the difference, right?
But saving you tax along the way, right?
Yes.
Saving the person who's contributing tax in their lifetime.
Exactly. Because I think that's another point that clients raise. Well, they'll say, well, I mean, my estate tax, that benefits my kids. The death benefit benefits my kids. What do I get out of all of this?
Julia, we have to pause there. Sorry, we have to go to a commercial break, but I want to come and pick this back up Okay, talk about the benefit, not just personally, but also for business owners. So I want people to stick around for that. Before we do, though, we've got an upcoming seminar.
Yeah, on Tuesday, April 16th, at the Silver Springs Golf Course, you need to register. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, all you business owners and people that have extra money that they're not going to use, stick around after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.